USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller has submitted his long-awaited report to Attorney General Bill Barr on the investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential race and possible collusion with Trump associates. A senior DOJ official tells Fox News Mueller is not recommending any further indictments. That's seen as good news for the White House. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wants the entire report made public.
The president himself has called without qualification for the report to be made public. There is no reason on God's green earth why Attorney General Barr should do any less.
President Trump tweeted Friday that he's ordered the withdrawal of sanctions against North Korea that had been announced by the Treasury Department. The White House says it's because the president likes North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un. Sales of existing homes have soared 11.8% in February, aided by accelerating wages and falling mortgage rates that are improving affordability. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenix physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenix, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenix.com.
Stephen Moore, Heritage Foundation senior fellow and former economic advisor to the Trump 2016 campaign, tells Bloomberg Markets The Close about being nominated by the president for a seat on the Federal Reserve Board.
He said, I have full confidence in you, and I work with him in that campaign. I think a lot alike when it comes to economics.
Moore says he is an independent voice despite his close ties to and support of Trump's policies, and said he did not want to be a disruptor, but instead aimed to work closely with Federal Reserve policy under Chairman Jerome Powell. Nebraska Transportation Director Kyle Schneeweis says 375 miles of highway remain closed from the recent flooding in that state.
We have about 200 miles of highway that are going to need to be rebuilt or repaired. We actually are up to 16 bridges. So of those 16, 13 of them we expect to be replaced, and three of them are where the approaches have washed out.
The preliminary estimated statewide public and private impact of that flooding is more than $642 million. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A hearing for suspected school shooter Nicholas Cruz takes an interesting twist as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
A status hearing for accused Parkland shooter Nicholas Cruz is over, but not before things got a bit heated in the courtroom. At one point, the judge ordered a recess after a tense exchange with Cruz's public defender.
Judge, you are putting words into my mouth. You are being disrespectful. Judge, I have to repeat myself for you so that you can understand what I'm saying.
Well, Ms. McNeil, we're going to take a five-minute recess. You need to take a deep breath.
The exchange happened during a debate over evidence the defense wants turned over from prosecutors and police.
Alderman Lee Shearer ordered that the state must turn over all the police body cam videos to the defense within 10 days. A solar flare that erupted on March 20th means many Americans and Canadians will have a great chance to see the Northern Lights Friday night into Saturday morning. National Weather Service meteorologist Jim Hayes on the locations where the event will likely be visible.
There's a chance that you could see it as far south as, let's say, Nebraska, Iowa, down to just north of New York City and northern New England, if it isn't cloudy. But the further north you get in the United States, the better chance you have of seeing it. The southernmost edge looks like it's going to be anywhere from south of Seattle to near Des Moines, Iowa, north of New York City to Nova Scotia.
California Governor Gavin Newsom declared a statewide emergency on wildfires Friday in a move to speed up prevention projects before the next fire season. He announced the declaration in Lake County, which has been devastated by recent wildfires. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.